Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I hope you are enjoying a good cup of your choice. The pumpkin coffee I mentioned is good, but I prefer the pure stuff first thing in the morning. This morning, the tune to an old hymn came to my mind. I was amazed that as I hummed the tune in my head, the words started to come to mind. The hymn is based on a poem written by Thomas Chisholm, which was inspired by Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The resulting poem was put to music by William Runyon in 1923. The refrain or chorus goes like this. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I looked up the words to the entire hymn to remind myself of the message. Clearly, it must have meant something to me for me to remember it, and as I read the chorus, it was clear. God's faithfulness to love and care for us, me and you, never ceases, never runs out, no matter the circumstances. His compassion, His mercies are renewed and there for us every morning. Everything I have ever needed, support, guidance, the wisdom of a friend, financial, a job, love, has always been available when needed. Clearly, He's been one step ahead of me my whole life. Faithful in His care for me, most obviously in the dark times. He's done a lot of saving me from myself, guiding me when I didn't know where I was going. Love, family, laughter, joy. Then a couple of days ago, I was reading an outline online devotion from the Center for Action and Contemplation established by Richard Rohr. The writer referenced words from a song called We Make Space, sung by Melissa Halster and co-authored with her husband Jonathan. It was published in 2022. This hymn is an invitation for Jesus to come in, a plea for His presence in our lives. It goes like this. Come in, invade, take over this space. Surround, engulf, press in. We are ready. We make space. We make room. We have come to yield to You. We make space. We make room. In a later verse are these lines. We are hungry. How we long to be close to You. Oh, come and take up residence. Jesus, Jesus, welcome in. We're clearing out the clutter for the only one that matters. Jesus, Jesus, come and take up residence. Two songs, one quite old and another very young. Yet the power of the words hit home to me today in 2024. The young one is a celebration of that time when we want Jesus to fill our hearts, our minds, our lives. The joy of the moment when Jesus becomes the priority in our lives. The older is a song of thanksgiving for the blessing of her life relationship with the Lord. Let us pray. Thank You, Lord, for those that are gifted with the words and music to touch our hearts and inspire our relationship with you. A place where the clutter of life can be pushed away and the peace of your presence can be felt. In our loud, cluttered world, please remind us to take time to experience the music that expresses our longing for you and that which praises your presence. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see, and all I have needed thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto
thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.